that's Harry Pinero, and I'm happy to be back. Old and bold, he told and sold, he rode and scold, he hold and trolled, yeah, he, yeah. Obviously, you know my thing, man. I'm never on my own. I'm with my one and only dog. He came with a throne and he knows his name.
Wait. I just want to say I'm sorry, bro.
Yes.
I want to say I'm sorry to you.
Go on, tell me.
And Lara and everyone. Because, guys, we were supposed to be filming with a guest today. And obviously, naturally, that guest had somewhere to go after. And my phone decided this morning, you know, I don't really want the alarm to work today. Mm. You get what I mean? Like, I've been working my whole life. Let's switch things up a bit. So I ended up waking up at 11 o'clock, which is, you can't call me a bum because that still is technically the morning. And so basically, guys, bro, I just want to apologize. Can we say who we're supposed to have as a guest?
Yeah, because I said I was going to be... Yeah, go on.
Yeah, so Danny Aarons. Danny Aarons was supposed to be here today.
Yeah, good
and
guess.
Danny, you know, I actually love you, bro. And I love your parents as well. I shouldn't have said that, but I do love your parents.
I've met them multiple occasions.
Yeah. Great people. And I love them for having you. You are a great individual and you don't deserve this kind of behavior from me. Mm. I apologize for coming late. But I just want to say something, bro. Obviously, coming punctual is a life skill. Being punctual, just in general. Coming early, coming on time. Because I have a rule. Coming early is on time. Coming on time is late. Coming late is unacceptable.
How many times are you going to say coming?
Until they change the English language. That's what it means.
Okay, first.
Okay, can I carry on speaking?
You can, it's your show.
Okay, cool. So I'm just saying, there's two different kinds of people that come late, yeah? There's the people that come purposely late so they can, be cool and, I'm fashionably late. Guys, I'm the last person in the room. And then, Harry, please, man, I'm really opening up to you right now.
No, no, you're justifying your lateness.
No, but
I'm over it.
Okay, no, but just let me finish my speech. Then you tell me how much you're over it. So there's two kinds of people. Now I've started all over again. There's two kinds of people, right?
This is a waste of time. Brother, man, look, I get it.
I have a whole monologue that I need to get through.
But we don't care anymore, dog.
Who's we?
Me and Lara. To be
no,
fair.
No, but I'm just saying, please, it makes me feel good just to get this off my chest.
Oh, so this is about you
and
then?
And then we'll never talk
but
about it.
But this is more about you, not
just
me.
Just give me the next 2 minutes.
Fine.
All right. So there's two different kinds of people in this world. There's people that come late on purpose, like, oh my God, I'm the cool guy. And there's then people that come on accident, like, yo, Jenny didn't mean it. I'm one of the accident guys. You get me? My name's Mr. Axie. My favorite player is Eden Hazard. So I'm just saying, so like, Eden Hazard, accident, Hazard, Hazard, accident. You get it? It was a good joke.
Nah.
Really?
Not one of your best.
Not one of my best ones?
Nah.
Oh, Fez. It felt good at the moment. Yeah. So, yeah. So all in all, I'm sorry, guys. Genuinely.
Fez. Just in case this is someone's first ever time listening, watching this podcast, you want to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name's Darkest, guys. And guys, I just want to say sorry.
We are over that. And you know, it actually worked out really, really well. Actually, I'm not going to say that because, you know, you don't know who's listening and he might be like, raw, when was this happening right now?
Anyway.
But Darkest, yes, you was late, but it's fine. I'm over it. Have you realized this year I don't complain anymore? I'm just like, you know what it is, what it is. Even when you called me and you was, I mean, I called you and I was like, yo, it's real good.
Hey, I got a sexy morning voice, man.
Like, well, no. No, no. What the hell?
Come on, bro. Brother. You should be confident in your own sexuality to admit something like that.
What am I saying? Your voice is, bro.
Okay, it's nice. Chill.
I don't want to answer that question.
Okay.
How about that?
I'll take that as a yes.
Take it for whatever you feel that makes you happy. You need to do your thing. But yeah, now have you clocked, bro? I didn't.
I can't, you're on a new wave. You're on a new wave of positivity, bro, and I like it.
I like it as well, bro. Yeah.
But you know what it is, though, bro. I really couldn't care less about upsetting you because you're my dog. You get me? You'll get over it. Like, come on, bro.
Who was you more mad at?
But we've been on road together. You think me coming late is gonna destroy what we've built together? What the hell? Like, I'm not gonna overthink that.
Yeah.
But Lara. Lara behind the camera.
Lara Jenkins.
Lara flipping Adelaide.
No. Lara, can you please come and sit here for just 2 minutes?
Yeah, please.
No, when are you going to be ready? When are you going to be ready? Like, that's just
No, we're going to do a Lara reveal one day.
We need a Lara reveal, man.
Yeah, genuinely. You know I've clocked about just working here.
Yeah.
And for the people that we work for and, you know, the people that we work with. Being in Lara's bad books is not a good place to be.
I've never been in there.
It is horrible.
Lara, have I ever been in your bad books?
Have I ever crept in and then crept out of your bad books?
Yeah.
I see what I'm saying. So I've been in her bad books.
People always say that they would love to hear what Lara's got to say.
Yeah.
So like, Lara, I think for like future episodes, it would be great if you like had a mic. So you could just say whatever it is that's on your mind. Yeah, yeah. That would just be ideal.
And I feel like it would be great to get a female's perspective on some of the topics that we talk about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed your topic last week.
I think.
What, the cheating joints?
That was good.
That was good, yeah.
It was, because it ended up being on TikTok. And I ended up watching it.
Yeah.
And I was like, right, I like the way I
like
that
we come
still.
Across as like stand-up guys.
Still. That's so good. Before we get into this episode, we just want to say a huge thank you to Thrive for sponsoring this episode.
And guys, you must know by now how easy Thrive has made our lives. And especially since we've been very consistent on YouTube, balancing the pod and also going to the gym, Thrive has just made everything so much easier. I love you, Thrive.
Now, Thrive meals are delivered straight to my door, ready to heat and eat in minutes. So I have time back so I can focus on everything else this year.
Not having to spend time on cooking right now is ideal. There's a weekly changing menu with over 100 meals to choose from each month. I tried the chili lemon and garlic king prawns last week. It was so good. I'm thinking about it right now. Oh, I might have it after this.
Now, if you're busy like us and you want to get out of your day back, all you need to do is head to thrive.co.uk. That is thrive.co.uk/old, and you can get 40% off your first box.
If you use the code OLD, you get 40% off your first week and 20% off weeks 2 and 3.
Now, Thrive use 100% natural ingredients and the food is all prepared fresh. Now, tell me, please tell me, what's not to like?
So once again, if you want to save time not thinking about grocery shopping, cooking and cleaning, then just head over to thrive.co.uk. That is thrive.co.uk/old to get 40% off your first box.
Use the code OLD to get 40% off your first week and 20% off weeks 2 and 3. Once again, thank you, Thrive.
Without further ado, let's get back into the episode, shall we?
Yeah, so obviously we was in Qatar.
Yeah.
For Match for Hope.
Yes.
I had, not even arguably, one of the worst performances of football I've ever had in my whole life.
You've played worse than that, but you only played bad.
Played worse than that?
Yeah, yeah. So the year before you played worse. Last year you were horror.
Say voila.
I'm like, I don't even remember.
Bro. Oh, no, I think, no, this is generally my worst performance.
You think so?
100%. Mm. I was offside bare.
Yeah.
I wasn't playing in defense really. Yeah. And I couldn't get a foothold of the game. Obviously, because I was very, very ill.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen me this ill before?
No, never. I saw you with IV drips every single morning.
Yeah.
Getting different vitamins in you. That I don't even know what this vitamin is.
I don't even know if they were vitamins.
Yeah, yeah.
I just trusted the doctor. And what she said, it is what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, I needed it. But it was an incredible experience. I think this time I was much more just here to have fun.
Yeah.
Whereas the first 2 years was like serious. Like man's going gym and watching what you eat and everything. Yeah, yeah, yeah. This time around I was like, had sushi samba the day before.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I had two plates of sushi,
yeah,
lamb chops,
yeah,
and fries before the game.
How did you not shit yourself half time? Oh, mental. Oh, yeah, yeah. Fair enough.
It's all in the cranium.
Yeah. No, I really enjoyed this time. I don't know. I think it was, even outside the football match, just the whole vibe in general, I really liked. I met Tyrese.
Yes, you did.
I met Tyrese Gibson. That was big for me. That was huge. That was huge. And then Hazard came to me, and then he was like, oh, bro, I saw you yesterday. I saw him at Novikov. But I didn't even speak to him because he looked busy. I mean, me, I am a strong advocate for mind your business. You get me? I'll see you another time. So I saw him across the room, didn't even say hello to him. And then carried out eating my dinner. The next day, he was like, oh, I saw you yesterday. I was like, oh, you saw me? I saw you. I just didn't say anything. And then he's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I saw you. And I was like, Hazard, I remember.
He's so cool, innit?
Genuinely, I think it almost made me a Chelsea fan.
Really?
Yeah, almost. He's such a nice guy.
Yeah, he is. He's funny.
Lovely, lovely guy.
I remember
guy.
Him saying to me, he came to me and said, if you want to have a good game tomorrow, go to bed early.
Did he actually say that?
Yeah, he said, go
did
to bed at
10. Did you listen to it?
No.
Yeah.
I went to bed at 2 a.m. What's it at 2 a.m., bro? No, but he was elite. And do you know what, yeah? I've said this before, but like, there was not one person on that whole trip that was a prick. Everyone was cool.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Was there any pricks?
That was a perfect
group.
No,
pricks, no
pricks. It was a perfect group of people. Yeah, the legends were great. Obviously, we knew most of the creators that was out there because we've been in there previous years.
Yeah.
First time meeting Toto and Marlon and that, and everyone was just mad
Marlon's
blessed.
A guy, man.
Nah, he's a good
Marlon's
guy,
what a guy. Really, guy, really good. You know who's really funny? Who's that guy? The guy that he's with. Oh, God, forgive me. Forgot his name. I think it's Spencer. Is it Spencer?
Lacey.
Where did I get Spencer from?
I don't know. No,
he looks like a Spencer.
No, he does. He does. Lacey, he does.
He is hilarious.
No, he's funny. I didn't get to spend that much time with him.
Yeah, yeah.
But from the little interactions that I had, I was like, yeah.
No, he's so funny.
It was so good.
No, he's really funny. Because he imagined him, he didn't know any football positions. So he was just like, yo, what's center mid back?
Center
mid back.
Yeah, I don't know what that one is.
Yeah, when I saw that, I was just like, yeah, brother, just go out there and have fun, man.
No, it was a good experience. Obviously, 40,000 people as well. It felt like there was 40,000 people in the stadium as well. Yeah. And it's just always this beautiful feeling of like coming out onto the pitch, yeah? And then you can just like seeing all the fans, like waving to them, being able to like galvanize the crowd. Oh, bro, it was so good.
Galvanize?
Man. Yeah.
What's going on?
What?
You've never used that word before in your life. Where'd you were you listening to something and someone said galvanize. Yeah, I'm using
means.
It on the podcast.
I know what that means. You know, look, like it's of being a victim of your doubt a lot when it comes to me using words that maybe you don't need
no,
to
No, it's not even. Because like now I'm going to take that word and use it in my daily life. You got what I'm saying?
That's fair.
So it's more of like a thank you. Do you know what I mean? For sure. But what does galvanize mean?
Galvanize means to build momentum or like, you know, for example, I'll use it in a sentence, right? In order for me to feel motivated, yeah, I needed to galvanize some sort of momentum.
Galvanize, so just collect.
Collect, bring up, build.
Accumulate.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
And there's no discrepancies when it comes to like...
Yeah, brother, if you're going to say the word, then say the word.
Discrepancies.
Discrepancies.
Discrepancies. Yeah.
You sound like you're saying groceries. Yeah. Discrepancies.
We can all be inquisitive about things, but it all depends on the constitution.
Yeah. Mm. Is it marginalized?
Just depending on the algorithm, really. Yeah. You know, there's two things that can be parallel when making decisions.
Yeah. But bro, I kind of feel like the fallopian tube is kind of overrated.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to the, you know, the Eastern District. So look, I don't really know like how you want to come down to it. Do you know what I'm saying to you?
It depends because
Kokodomo, Trey Songz didn't release his first album till what, 06?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the Kokodomo used to depreciate the value of the institution that we are also a constraint of.
Yes.
Developments.
Yeah, I understand. But then you know it is. If the Premier League isn't gonna be a naked sport, yeah. I mean, how do you kind of move from there? Because I'll be real, a lot of unions have, you know, compartmentalized certain issues that have been happening on the y-axis and the x-axis.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I'm trying to approach this in
it's
sort of a
It's more of a counterproductive argument depending on the basis of the succession of one business. Now, as a CFO of the Wank Sport, we have to always make sure we let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And being someone that is a self-observant person, that also marginalized down to the success of the business of Fallopian, I have no comments in regards to the latter matter.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, bro, a lot of people can't breathe, especially during 69. So I'm just saying, like, well, see, look, you made me, like,
no,
why?
No, I don't.
No, you did.
I'm talking about Fallopian, you're saying you can't breathe.
I don't know.
Which is a true fact, though.
Because
it is a suffocating thing.
Yeah,
yeah. So I've heard, though.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've never indulged in anything like that before.
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
But yeah, no. So look, yeah, Match Rock was great. Incredible. Raised a lot of money. What was your like standout moment for you throughout the whole experience?
That's easy. We played basketball. So we played basketball this time around. I think it's sort of like a lead up for the next Match for Hope, which I personally, they should call it Hoops for Hope. Yeah, it was I'm just brainstorming here. And
I heard that before from someone else.
Yeah, I know, but it was me. So Hoops of Hope sounds great. Guys, so we played like a 3-on-3 sport. We played 3-on-3 basketball for like 30 minutes. It was really, really fun. Professor was on my team, he assisted me. I hit a couple threes. And
you was 2 from 11?
No, I was 2 from 8. Yeah, it was 2 from 8. I counted. Yeah, it was 2 from 8. But in all fairness, I didn't warm up. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I barely warmed up. Do you know what I'm saying?
I think I was 0 from 7.
No, you broke a lot of rules. Broke a lot of rules. Yeah,
I didn't, you know?
Yeah, you did travel a couple of times.
I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I just never got caught. I traveled once.
Yeah. And another time. But it's fine.
Yeah, okay.
But I'm not going to be like, oh my God, he traveled. Like, really, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? But yeah, I really, really enjoyed that. And my team won. The gold medal still at home.
You won everything. Everything. The 2 games and a 3-point contest.
I didn't take part in the 3-point contest.
No, but your team member did.
Yeah, my team member did. We won everything. You know, a lot of people go, oh, why didn't you take part in the 3-point contest? Like, give someone else a chance.
Is that your thing?
3-point? Are you all right? I'm a sniper, bro. No one guarded me. 3-point contest. Remember, no one in the world could beat me. I'll be real. It's literally, I think I'm on the same, like...
Steph?
No, not Steph. Let's not lose our mind. I'm a Clay. I'm definitely a clay in the
throne.
You're
KT.
Yeah.
Okay, fair play.
I'm a spot up shooter.
But I like your delusion. It's really good. It's actually very motivational and it actually puts things into a different perspective when aligning with the truth and the fiction that you are embedded in.
Yes.
And I think that's one thing I really love about you.
Delusion is integral for success, bro. You got to be somewhat delusional. Do you know what I'm saying?
I'm just getting a call right now, but I'm not going to answer it because I have respect. And guess what? My phone didn't go off like yours would.
Okay. And wait, who called you? Who's calling you? Oh, I don't know who that is.
Exactly. So why do you ask?
I don't know. Maybe I did know who it was.
The thing about kids these days, they're so inquisitive. But anyway, it was a good experience. Basketball is a very, very physical sport. Professor really tried his best to get past me. Couldn't. Locked him down. Now, some would say I fouled him a few times. Yes. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
But I made sure that I wasn't on a highlight reel. And that was the most important thing for me, bro.
Yeah, because, bro, I'll be real. He will drop you if you give him the
I think he had respect for me because what he did to someone else was dark.
Yeah.
I saw him through the legs. Like, why are you bringing the ball back then? That's the thing, though. So,
it was kind of surreal, though, because it's like, I used to watch this guy when I was a kid, bro. Mm. I used to watch him when he used to wear, like, Spider-Man costumes, go into the street ball, and just cook everyone.
Yeah.
And then I'll go to school and be like, oh, have you seen this? Have you seen this?
Yeah.
Now he's assisting me on the wing, da da da, and I make the free. And
how many
he
times
goes
did
like
you watch that clip?
Huh?
How many times did you watch that clip?
It's in my wank bank.
My wank bank. Understood.
And you know, straight after the game, we went to the hotel. Obviously, I've showered now and everything. I come to the lobby. He's there, innit? He's there. And he came to me. He's like, yo, you can shoot, bro. You can shoot. You can shoot. And I was like, oh, thank you, bro. And them lot were talking. He was just like, bro, remember, as soon as the game started, I hit the first shot.
Yeah.
I shot first immediately. Like, bro, I just ripped off the bandit. Give me that.
Yeah.
Literally. So right off the gate. So yeah, man, it was a very good experience. I love basketball, man. Such a good sport.
Generally. I actually got to go and be in sports. Me, Chunk, Sharky, and Ginge.
Be in sports?
Be in sports.
Oh, the channel?
Yeah.
Oh, be in sports. Yeah.
Be in sports, yeah.
Yeah.
Went to the HQ. It was fucking amazing, bro.
Harry went on BN Sports.
Yeah, I did.
I play basketball. That means I be in courts.
Ooh.
I didn't do a crime, so I be in courts.
Why?
So yeah, how was BN Sports?
It was incredible. I think it's one of the biggest sports channels in the world.
It is.
I think it has over 10 sports channels.
Yes.
And on that specific night, there was 18 Champions League games all happening at one time. And they was screening everything. So Chunks was with Arsene Wenger with the Arabic channel. And then obviously me, Ginger, and Sharky was on the English channel. And it was incredible because we was live discussing Match for Hope, being ourselves as well. And the studio, there was no like, you know, like some studios, it's like green screen.
Mm-hmm.
That studio is exactly what you see on the TV.
Yeah.
So that was fun. And yeah, no, I've done a vlog, kind of detailing some of it as well. So go watch that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I see my future being a presenter on BN Sports, you know.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
I think you should just be a presenter in general. I don't think you should narrow yourself down.
No, not narrowing down, but like I can see myself, obviously I see myself as a presenter anyway, but I would love to like have a slot on BN Sports, doing like Premier League football, Champions League football.
And obviously bringing your personality to it. Because you know, I'll be real, bro, I hate people that are too professional.
I think for viewership, obviously football is such a, what's the word to use? It's an acquired taste because it's like you can want to watch football and you want it to be serious, but then also you can enjoy someone being a bit more lighthearted.
Yeah.
So that's why there's different channels for different things. You've got CBS, which is still very informative, but themselves at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Sky Sports is very much so like, we're here to discuss football. There may be some jokes, but that's not the actual theme of the actual channel.
Yeah.
I think if you have a balance between being able to know what you're talking about in football
and joke,
but also be
happy, you know. Happy. Like, let me say.
You know what I mean?
Me
I think that's a beautiful thing, and I think we showed that we can offer that as well.
Yeah.
Ginge, obviously, we did a little video where we was basically like pretending to be the presenters, and he done something incredible. Went viral on my TikTok as well. He is hilarious.
You didn't have to mention that he went viral on your TikTok. We hear it, bro. You're successful, bro. You've made it. I don't understand.
No, it's not about me. I'm not speaking about myself here. I'm just saying it went viral in case you want to see what Ginge is working
with. Yeah, but then you had to throw in that it went viral on your TikTok.
Yeah, no, it's just a fact, really. It's not a flex or anything like that.
Okay.
You know, can't I give my friend some flowers?
Yes, but you gave your friend some flowers and you took a rose. That was good, isn't it?
You know what? I understand you.
Yeah. I'll be real. I think I'm one of... Do you think I'm one of a kind?
You are. I've never met another darkest.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
I
feel like
it.
your humor is unique.
Yeah.
Unique. But when it comes to stuff, you geek. But you tweak.
Yeah.
When I came to, I was going to go left.
Yeah, no, you were going to,
I was going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, all right, so Darkest, look, you know, we've been doing this pod for a very long time, and I just think it's the right time for me to say it.
Yeah.
I don't think I can continue doing the pod anymore. We're speaking with Lara today. It does take a lot of my time nowadays that I'm focusing on YouTube, right? And I wanted to say it on the pod rather than obviously saying it like behind closed doors,
mm-hmm.
that I kind of want to take a break from doing the pod.
Mm-hmm. One sec. Yeah, carry on.
Yeah, so yeah, I wanted to know your thoughts about it.
Yo guys, I'm looking for a new co-host. It doesn't really have to be anyone. I don't know. Do you know what it is? But just, I'm looking for a new co-host. Harry's left. And yeah, I'm looking to carry on the pod with someone else. Just let me know who's down. You ain't got to be famous. Just maybe if you're someone that watches the pod and knows my personality, I'll consider you. But yeah, just message me on Snap or Instagram, whatever. What are you going to say, bro?
Cool, man. So like, I just kind of was just like explaining why I want to take a break.
Mm-hmm.
And you immediately saw that it was right for you to go and find someone else, basically.
Well, bro, I mean, you're a grown man, innit? I can't tell you what to do, bro. But like, if that's how you feel, that's how you feel, innit? But why, though? At least tell me why. Like, what is it, exactly?
Nah, it's all good, bro. Forget about it.
No, but what is it? What is
it? I'm not going. I'm leaving. I was just trying to get clickbait and see if he was going to. But you kind of made it feel.
Oh, shit. Oh, hold on.
Yeah, maybe delete that.
First.
I'll never leave this pod.
Yeah.
This pod is everything to me.
No, genuinely, I love this pod. No,
genuinely. Do you love it, though? Because you came late today.
That wasn't on purpose, because
let's have it right, though. If someone cares about something so much, you would not be late. You was. Okay, the time you were supposed to be here, you was fucking in bed. Not showered, not...
I showered last night.
Your teeth wasn't brushed.
They weren't.
Nothing. Balls were setty.
Setty. Listen, if you're going to complain, at least make it make sense. Yeah. Cheers. Do you know what I deserve? Lara, I'm not saying you come late. This isn't a dig at you. Wallahi, it's not. But Lara, the last four times that we've filmed the pod, have I not come before Harry? Thank you very much.
Wait, hold on.
Yes.
M. Huncho episode.
I came first. Did I not come first?
No.
I came first. I was here.
I was here first,
no,
bro.
You wasn't, bro.
How about this?
Go on.
I parked up. You wasn't even here yet.
No, we came in at the same time. Well, I remember. I was here before you. Remember,
though.
You were even helping me parallel park.
Exactly. I was here before you.
Okay, cool.
So, go on in. Next one.
Okay, no, I'm just saying. Before that, I have come early before.
Bro, chill out, man.
I'm just saying. It can happen to anyone. I apologize.
It can.
But next time I have the pod, I promise you, I'm going to, if my alarm don't work, I'm going to make my wife wake me up or something. That's never happening again. Inshallah.
Inshallah.
Inshallah, it's never happening again.
All right. Have you got any questions for me?
Oh, questions like thing? Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. I don't know. I feel like I love it when we discuss the men and women struggles about the world.
Okay.
Those are kind of good.
I got a question because I was speaking outside for 2 minutes because it was never for an hour.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah. What do you think about people that alter their body because of PTSD or trauma or things that have been said about their body? What do you think about
example.
That? So if, for example, somebody goes and gets... I don't know, let's say their breast done because they were always teased when they were kids that they've got small breasts or like they've been told that their breast doesn't look good and they get it done, yeah? What do you think about that? As in like, do you think it's understandable because obviously it's like, it's something that's obviously affected them and the way they view themselves, or do you feel like you're doing it for someone else rather than yourself?
Okay, so this is, it's a slippery slope because now, like, for example, let's say if you're a female who gets teased about having little boobs, mm-hmm. for example, yeah, and you're getting teased about having little boobs and stuff like that, blah, 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 and all your friends obviously don't, and then you go and get work done, and then now you can, you know, fit in with your friends. That's, you're feeding other people's happiness other than yourselves, because you don't necessarily have a problem with it, but you have a problem with other people having a problem with it. Mm-hmm. So then you go change, you get what I mean? Now, that I don't believe is right. You know what I'm saying to you, because you should not rely on other people's opinions in terms of how you look, right? Mm. But now, for example, if you get teased for being fat, yeah, if you get teased for being fat and you decide now to go to the gym, yeah, and you know, eat healthy and da da da, and now you've lost weight, it is sort of the same philosophy. Like, you did it because you're not going to get teased anymore, but you're now healthier. Mm. That I believe is right, though. Do you get what I'm saying to you?
So
it's weird.
The difference, I think, with both of those is one of them is health. because you putting on a large amount of weight is obviously can affect your health as well,
yeah.
And can make your life a bit more uncomfortable, yeah. And there's a discomfort in that. Mm. Whereas I think, like, obviously, even for men, like men that, you know, go and get surgery because, you know, their hair or whatever it may be, or their hairline or something, it could be like a mixture of, I've always felt like this, but now people are highlighting it even more. It's made me feel even more uncomfortable. So for example, if there's ever been something about yourself that you haven't liked, and then someone's teasing you about it so much that it gets to a stage where you're like, nah, man, I need to change this about myself.
Yeah.
Not to say you wasn't happy with it, but it's like,
I just didn't care. You didn't care,
but now it's like, okay, now you might think in the back of your mind, everyone thinks like this.
Yeah.
Everyone thinks that I have this said thing about me.
Yeah.
And the reason why I mentioned it was because I was on Instagram actually, and there's this page that I come across on Instagram, and it's a lady who's very open with how her body looks and everything else, right? And of course, like, a lot of the comments are like, oh, I love the fact that, you know, you're showing your body and you're comfortable within that, right? Which I think is amazing for people to do, yeah? However, if there is a comment of someone saying, how is your body like this? Or why is your body like this? It's met with, why are you hating? Why is a man asking that question? And sometimes it's not even men asking the question, it's women as well. It's women asking the question as well. So it's like, for me, it's like, if now she then goes, all right, no, I'm going to go and get surgery, I don't think that's because she wants to, because she would have done it already. It's because she's put her body out there on social media, and now it's getting critiqued. And some of the messages could be mad offensive and could make her feel like, you know what, it's time for me to do surgery, yeah? And I think that's the question I was asking, is like, when is it about other people and when is it about you?
That's a very good question. Because I'll be real, you can get a comment that might hurt your feelings, and then, you know, you kind of overthink it, and then you decide to make a change. And I don't really know if it's because of that comment or it's because it's made you realize that, okay, maybe I'm not completely happy about this. Let me change it. So it all depends on the individual. Do you get what I'm saying to you? So it's weird. It's very weird. Like, for example, if you know you've got, I don't want to say something wrong with your body, but if you've got something that stands out, like that's not normal that everyone else has, and you decide to put it in the social media and everyone's saying, this is what I believe, yeah? Like, you know, especially with girls, like, do you ever get them female friendships here, or have you at least witnessed it? Well, they'll see one of their friends that are not necessarily as attractive as the rest of the group, and that girl will get the most compliments.
Mm.
Like, let's say if she's a bit overweight, for example, yeah, and he'd be like, oh no, she's so pretty, da da da, eat what you want, you're so big and beautiful, all of this, blah blah blah. Like, they kind of gas each other up, you know what I'm saying to you? Just so that girl doesn't feel like I'm not as pretty as my other friends. Mm. But then, do you think that's good because you're lying?
I've never understood I think men and women relationships are completely different.
Facts. Yeah.
I think men are able to take a bit more of the banter side of things because it's coming from a place of love, but it's very honest. Yeah. I think you can't expect that from women's friendship groups, just because we never know what that woman has gone through, and that the ladies that are saying to them, listen, you're beautiful, you're amazing, they may have never heard that from someone. They may have never heard that from maybe their own parents, let alone their ex-partners or whatever it may be. So hearing it from your friends kind of makes them feel better.
Okay, but can I tell you why this is a little bit of a weird society? But, so I don't want to cut you off. Carry on.
Yeah, but I still feel like and this is just from my perspective, yeah, if I miraculously put on a mad amount of weight, I know I've put on weight. I need my friends to point out the obvious.
No, I think I'm gonna do this, put you on a wall.
Because
like,
it's about making sure that I don't slip off and I don't create a situation for myself that's even more difficult to get out of. Do you get me? But with that being said, men are very different from women.
So I understand that.
I think women's appearance is much more critiqued than men's. 100%. For example, put it this way, yeah? For men,
if you just said men banter more with each other,
yeah, because
don't men get violated? Okay,
and what do we banter about? Hairlines,
yeah, body, like exactly
hairline and weight.
Yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
That is it. But it's not a be all end all. Like, a man can still be overweight and still be able to like get a girlfriend and whatever it may be. And I'm not saying that women can't, but it's more like there's like when you go on Instagram, yeah, women are the ones that are more desired after.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? That, yeah. They're more sexualized. They're more like men ain't like unless you are like mad
like
bolo
me, like
and
me,
you're,
exactly.
Like
yeah,
you
yeah,
or like
yeah, yeah.
you're topless and
yeah, yeah,
then
yeah.
you become that. But if a man's covered up, he's not looked at like that.
Like that, yeah.
Do you get what I'm trying to say?
I'm
like women, for example, some women don't post their feet because men are going to do the mad thing.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? Some women...
I've never understood that.
No, literally, bro. Some men will literally, like, I've seen women crop off their feet and because men are going to do the mad thing in the comments, bro. You see it all the time.
Yeah.
So I feel like they're more, there's women, there's more scrutiny for women than it is for men.
100%.
So that's why I feel like women support women more online because them as women know, oh, okay, cool. If I'm not commenting that my bestie is beautiful, when she posts this and she doesn't get the reaction that I usually get, it's going to make her feel bad.
But don't you think that's pity, isn't it?
It is. But it's also for them, I think, and I'm not speaking for women. Yeah. I'm just saying, this is what my understanding is. It's more a support thing. Do you get me? It's more supporting your friend,
yeah.
but you never know what happened behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Behind closed doors, her friend might be saying to you, listen, look, I know you're going through something right now, but you need to get it together.
That, I believe, is a better conversation than just lying, saying, oh my God, my friend's so pretty.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying to you? So it's like, instead of, you know, gassing up your friend's ego, especially when you know you don't mean it, instead of going to your friend and be like, and especially if it's something like that's in their control. For example, if they've got like a skin condition or stuff like that, that's out of your control. I'm not going to now tell you you're in, like, I'm not going to withhold like compliments or chat to you, say you should go to the doctor and do that. No. Because, but I'm just saying, for example, I like to bring it back to weight, yeah? Because weight is something that you can change immediately, right? Literally today, you can start eating healthier, you can go to the gym, you can start exercising more, all these kind of things. It's something you can change, right? So let's talk about the weight. And also, bro, I feel like people are very selective with what they consider body shaming. You know what I'm saying? So let's say, for example, yeah, if there's, let's say, I don't want to keep saying fat girl. Okay, yeah, I'm going to say fat girl because I'm not being specific to anyone, right? Mm. Let's just say there's a random girl here who's overweight, yeah? Let's say she's overweight right there. And then she makes a bold joke about me. Yeah, she was just like, oh my God, look at your hair. When's the last time you had hair? You might laugh at that. You might be like, ha ha ha, yeah, you're right, he's bold. But then if I turn around and say, where's your neck? Yeah, or like, why do you have so many chins? Yeah, I'm saying to you, no, be real, like genuinely. Yeah. Like, you might be looking at me like, darkest don't say that, darkest don't do that, no. Look, the boldness, the bold thing, out of my control. This is hereditary, it's in my genes, I'm meant to be bold. Whereas she made a choice to look like that 9 times out of 10, whether it be a health problem or not. But let's say, I'm just going to assume she just chooses to eat a lot. That's why she looks like that. But then I'm the one that gets hated on, not her.
I just think that when it's like, there's a difference though. If the girl is accepting of what it is and she's like owning the fact that—
I should be able to cuss you though.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
If there's a girl who's overweight and she's like, so?
Yeah, I love that reaction. Yeah, yeah. That reaction is my favorite.
That type.
But don't be like,
yeah, yeah.
No, but I beg you, like, no, can't, yeah, yeah. No, he's done. Then, like, fucking, I beg you, just fucking stop rolling.
That's when it's double standards, because for me, it's like, give what you can take.
Yes.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
If I then cuss someone and then they go, okay, but look at this, I have to be like, fairs,
because
you got me there.
Yeah.
But I think in general, if you're just fat shaming or bold shaming because it makes you feel better, that's when you're a prick.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're just flying banter at each other, like this, we've got few more friends that we are fucking loose with the way we cuss them.
Oh my God.
And then it's the same with us as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like,
yeah.
I've had that myself and I like that because it's healthy. That's what a real friendship is. But I just wouldn't do it to someone I don't know.
Yeah.
Even sometimes when people come up to me and they're like, you know, they might say, oh, you're old and whatever. Yeah. Even though I don't care, because I don't know you, it's a bit of a bitter taste because it's like, I don't know you for you to be making those jokes. But I don't ever take it personal, because if I didn't take it personal, it's going to look worse than what you just said to me.
Yeah.
Because whenever someone says a joke about you, the aim is for you to say something worse about them.
Oh my God, you just made me remember something. Oh, but do you know our last night in Qatar?
Mm.
Obviously, we had bare people, but I think there was just bare party crashes, yeah, from London and stuff, right? So there was this one you, I think I was eating dinner, yeah? There was this one you, the last time I saw him, I was like 3 years ago. He was marked, he was skinny. Mm. He was very, very skinny, right? So that's the last time I saw him. And he was a kid, he was like 16. So I saw him this match for Hub, he's like 19, 20, yeah? Mm. So imagine I'm eating dinner, he comes up to me, he's like, oh, nice. He's like, yo, bro, what are you saying? I was like, oh, nice to meet you. He's like, nice to meet you? And then I was like, yeah, nice to meet you. I looked at his face and I was like, oh shit, are you my man? Da, da, da. And he was like, yeah, bro, da, da, da. But he blew up. Like, he is huge. It's not like he's a little bit chubby. He's wide, yeah? So he was just huge. So I looked at him and I was like, bro, what happened? Like, I immediately addressed it. I was like, bro, what happened? He's like, what? And I was like, bro, you gained mad weight. I was like, you look like you ate you. You get what I'm saying to you? Yeah, no. As soon as I said, you ate you, yeah? He literally, I saw his face. He was just like, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I just put on a few, da, 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 da. And I was just like, oh, bro. I started chatting to him about it. And then immediately I'm chatting to him. I'm like, oh, how did this happen? Da, da, da. What are you going through? You're not exercising. You're not going gym. And I tried to tell him to start, innit? Do you get what I'm saying to you? And then he was just like laughing. He was like, yeah, you're right, bro. 100%. I'm going to start exercising all of this. I was like, cool, sick. Blah, blah, blah. I didn't violate him in public. I didn't make anyone laugh. It was just a conversation between me and him, right? Mm. Then imagine I'm going back to my room now, yeah? I'm going back to my room. I see him in the hallway again, yeah? And then he just started laughing. He was like, haha, man said you look like you ate you. I can tell that comment got him.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? That I can tell that little comment got him because he's still thinking about it. Mm. So in back of mind, I'm like, okay, cool. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. But the thing is me, I'm a humorous guy. I like to find jokes. Jokes make me comfortable in terms of how I talk. You get it? Mm. But then, I don't know. So like immediately from there, but then now if he decides to wake up tomorrow and start going gym and exercising and he gets a six pack, you know what I mean? Mm. Have I done the right thing here?
Or but it's not your place to. And I don't think your intentions was to like, you saying what you said is fine.
And but, I felt good because he's a guy.
Yeah,
he's a guy, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but also, yeah, like, so you see with me, sometimes, yeah, when I see something that's not my business, I just won't say nothing.
Yeah, okay.
Like, that's not, like, if I saw, let's say, for example, God forbid, yeah, Lara got in here one day, yeah, and then let's say I didn't see her for 7 months and she's just put on mad weight, I wouldn't say nothing to Lara. Mm-hmm. Because my relationship with Lara isn't that. I wouldn't call Lara and say, hey, Lara, look, I'm going through some mad stressful stuff. Like, that's not our relationship. Yeah. If Lara came to me and said to me, yo, look, Harry, I'm not going to lie, I've been struggling. I just think I should need to talk to you about something. Then it's different.
Yeah.
But see, sometimes when people say certain things, it's not for me to say. Do you get me? Because that's not my friend for me to have that conversation. Whereas you, if you called me and said, Harry, oh, I did something. And I'm like, I'll give you my honest opinion. But with other people, sometimes I just think they might not know how to take it.
Yeah.
Like, and also with us, because we're our personality is very much so, like we cuss each other. People feel like they can just come and say whatever they want to us, yeah?
Yeah.
And then when it's met with something else, they're like, the fuck?
Yeah.
Like I remember when I was in a lobby, some guy was like, some kids came up to me, obviously asking for pictures. And then some kid was like, yeah, fuck off. He said something, fuck. And I said, what? I said, you know, I said to his friends, I said, because of your friend, I ain't taking pictures of none of you lot. Because there's no need for that.
Yeah.
Like, don't take it to that next level. You don't need to. There's being excited and there's taking a piss, innit?
Yeah.
So I think sometimes we just have to be mindful that not a lot of people are comfortable within what they're going through. So that's why I asked the question, because I was just like, I've been seeing a lot of it recently where like, you know, you see people doing transformations on Instagram and it's met with a lot of love. Yeah. But then there's other people that want to do the transformation, but they just physically can't.
What do you mean physically can't though?
Like mentally, they just can't do it. Like they're just not in that place.
Yeah, I guess so. You know, I agree with you because I've always believed that you can't make someone go gym. Like I can talk to you about the benefits about gym for hours, bro. Mm. But then unless it comes from you, it's not going to happen. Because my own experience, no one told me to start going gym, bro, unless myself. I looked at myself in the mirror one day and I was like, don't like this. Mm. So I started going to a treadmill by myself, blah, 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 for like a month, 2 months straight. I end up meeting, what's it called? Training with Kyle. Mm. And then now he's turned me into this monster that I am today. Mm. You know what I'm saying to you? I'm joking, I'm not a monster. I'm not exactly where I want to be, but I like not being perfect. I like having a goal.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I'm saying to you?
Yeah. All right, cool. That was a good conversation. I feel like we always talk about fat shaming and all that stuff sometimes, but
do we? Yeah. I think we spoke about it once before.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it though.
Yeah.
The fat shaming thing. Can I ask you a question? Do you think we live in a male dominated society? Do you think so?
Yeah. Of course we do.
Do we?
Yes, that's without a shadow of doubt.
Okay, so let me say it like this. I heard an individual make a point on an interview time ago and it made so much sense to me. So someone asked him, hey, do you think we live in a male-dominated society? And his response was, okay, so majority of people in jail are men. Majority of people that suffer from mental health are men. Majority of people that are homeless are men. Majority of people that do worse in school are men. Majority of people that are criminals are men. So if you look at every category of what's worse, men are leading in that. So I'm saying most people who die in wars are men, right? So where's the domination exactly?
Domination is in the control of businesses, banks, countries. there are not a lot of women. What woman do you know that runs a country?
Cleopatra.
Okay. So that answers my question. Like, men are football. Men dominate that. Sport. Men dominate that.
We dominate that because we watch it. You get
no,
what I'm saying?
No, it's not because of that. We dominate it because we are paid the most out of most of the sports.
Because we watch it.
No. Do you get what I mean? Women, okay. This is the reality, yeah? Women watch football as well.
Not as much.
Football, okay, because it's before it was a male dominated sport. Women weren't allowed to play football or compete in sports up until not too long ago.
Yeah.
Right? So of course, history, it's always been men, right? Even in like working, women weren't allowed to work. They weren't allowed to. They were told that you need to be
That's mad. Yeah.
Yeah, they was told that you need to be stay at home, cook, be a mother and all of that stuff, yeah. Of late, I'm talking about the last 50, 60 years, women are starting to have their imprint in life and in decisions. But men are dominating the world. It's a fact. Like, if you look at like, okay, cool, let's go to politics, yeah? Men make the decisions. Mm-hmm. In prime ministers, presidents, it's a men thing.
Yeah.
As I mentioned, in sport, in music, it's the same thing. In most of the things that you find, even in the podcast space, if you want to take it there, YouTube, it's a male-dominated thing. So when it comes to like the decisions that are made in the world, no, men ain't going to women to say, unless it's like, you know, you have a secretary or whatever, but it's always like the man's hair, the woman's hair. Mm-hmm. When you do find a woman that's actually fucking smashing it, it's celebrated because it's not common.
Yeah.
That's why. So when you got a woman that's like, for example, when you see like a wellness brand, yeah, and it's like a woman's running it, yeah, the reason why it's so successful is because women are like, yes, finally we have something that
is
a pioneer that's doing really, really well. Mm-hmm. Or if you look at like, even down to like presenting, right? Let's look at all the female presenters in the UK, yeah? Mm-hmm. Maya Jama's number one, right?
Yeah.
And she's probably making more money than most men, but she's not number one because there's Anton Deck,
mm-hmm.
there's Graham Norton, there's
Graham Norton.
Do you know what I'm trying to say? Like, Norton, even yeah. comedians, like women comedians, like there's not a lot of them. So in that regard, yeah. But if you're talking about in like day-to-day life, obviously when it comes to like women are like, for men anyway, a lot of men do things for women.
Yeah.
Yeah. Men go to jail for crimes because men are more likely to be shooting and drugs and
et cetera.
Yeah. Right. Homeless, obviously with men, every situation is different, but if you was to say, okay, for example, let's say you are a rich man, you divorce your wife, you lose your job, she takes half of your money, then you're broke. Let's just give an example. Then you go back to being homeless. Mm-hmm. So I think, and it's very, very, and correct me if I'm wrong, Lara, do you agree? Do you think like more men run the world than women? And if you look at most of the big businesses.
Yes, yeah, but I don't, do you think, okay, cool. I agree with you in the terms of, because it's just a fact. I hear it in most industries, it's very male dominated. But do you think it's male dominated because they're males?
Yes.
For example?
Yes.
Do you think so?
Bro, the world.
I just feel like it's because there's just not a lot of women that are interested in those kind of things. Do you know what I'm saying to you?
How about this? Ask any woman, yeah? If you was to ask your wife right now, if you had the opportunity to be the boss of your organization, would you? She'd say yes.
Yes.
She would, but it doesn't work that way because the way life has been set up is for men to be at the top and women to be under. So no matter how many steps women take to get higher, men are always going to take more steps higher. It's just natural. Like even like, okay, let's put into a consideration, yeah? You have two kids, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You have a boy and you have a girl, all right? There's certain things that your daughter is not going to be allowed to do that your son is going to be allowed to do because he is a man, a boy,
mm-hmm.
right? So he's going to be able to probably stay out a bit later than a woman is. Then he's probably going to have more opportunities to, I don't know, make friends and meet people and do other things that a woman isn't supposed to do. A woman is more protected, obviously for the sake of her, but also because that's just the way society is. It's a man, does everything, the woman chills,
mm-hmm.
right? Now, some people have now taken that as like women are supposed to be spoiled and a woman should never have to pay for a bill. But that doesn't teach independence. It just teaches you're going to be patterned. But it doesn't teach that woman to be like, you know what? I'm going to be a go-getter for myself. Women that are go-getters for themselves are considered a rare commodity, but really and truly, there's bare women doing it, yeah. but it's just not celebrated enough. If you look at all the businesses, like Elon Musk, fucking Jeff Bezos, Mark Zuckerberg,
yeah.
these are all men.
Yeah.
Where's the woman equivalent to that?
At top of my head, I'd probably just say Oprah.
But again, yeah, that's Oprah's one of, but the thing is, but now, one thing I will say is that now,
but I'm just saying, there are a lot of women with successful companies that we just don't know their names.
That's my point. Yeah, so like, I think of like, but then it's like, for example, yeah, and again, correct me if I'm wrong. When we look at successful women, yeah, thank you. You look at it like, it's like fashion.
Yeah.
It's
specific
to certain things. Obviously of late, you're looking at the women's football, how like the women's the England women's team have won more trophies than the English men's team.
Yeah.
Right? But that would never equate to the level if England was men's team was to win the World Cup.
Okay, but I feel like that's not a society problem. That's a
women's problem. I don't think it's a women's thing. I think it's just the game.
If as much women were watching football as much as men watch football.
But the thing is, they're selling out stadiums. The thing is, I don't think women are not watching it, because now, if you was to ask this question, yeah, let's say it was 30 years ago, yeah, when the women's game wasn't where it is. If you was to ask most girls, what do they want to be when they grow up? They would not, I think it would be a small percentage of them that would say they want to be a football players. Fast forward 30 years, if you ask most young girls, what do they want to be? They now have a dream, because there is an infrastructure for the kids, young girls, to become football players now.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you've got the likes of like Chloe Kelly and Leah Williamson and all these women that are playing for top teams and smashing it. But now, still, but the reason why I say still is not going to, because the men's game is where the most of the money is. It's where, like, so for example, yeah, just put things into context.
But that's not because, that's what I'm saying to you. The men's side of things, yes, I agree with you, it is bigger. It generates fucking, like, it generates billions or whatever. But that's not because they're men. It's because, it just happens to be that men love football, so we watch football. But let's say right now, if we all decided to stop watching football, they're going to stop pouring bread into that. Do you get what I'm saying?
No, but I think also it's true, but...
If more women watch football than men, the women football would be bigger than men's.
It can't be, bro.
What?
It's impossible. It's impossible.
So, bro,
women watch the men's game.
Yeah.
Men watch the men's game.
And that's the reality. Men, but I'm saying
But that's a hypothetical. We're talking about facts here. The men's game was built for football. Forget men's game. Football was built for men.
I agree with that.
To play.
Yes, back in the day in 1958.
Until recent, yeah. Let me even say from the 70s, 80s. Let's say from that. Women were allowed to compete.
Yeah.
So you're talking about hundreds of years of it being a men's dominated game. It's the same with basketball.
Yeah.
You don't watch WNBA because you don't know it. You know basketball, you know NBA, and you know that.
Yes.
Even if, let's say, half of the world said, fuck it, we're watching WNBA.
Yeah.
It still won't be as big as the basketball, because that is what everybody's watching, men and women. Men and women are watching the World Cup more than they're watching the Women's World Cup. I can even get facts. I can even get, like, it's a thing that men and women are watching. It's because it's the first thing everyone knows.
Yes.
So in order for that to change, it may be in 50 years, 60 years or whatever, where it gets a bit more competitive in regards. Also physically, men and women's game is complete. It's always going to be completely different. Mm-hmm. Do you get what I'm saying? The intensity, the speed, the power of everything is different. Yeah. That's why you won't see Serena Williams against fucking Novak Djokovic.
Yeah.
It's two different... It just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think for that reason, because it's been built for men, and now women have now created their own lane for it, it's two different things. But I would say it's male dominated. I think even if we was to put a poll, people would say it's male dominated.
What, a male dominated site?
100%.
Okay.
Let me even look. I started using ChatGPT the other day.
Yeah, you're using technology to tell you.
Okay, is. Let's just see, is the world male dominated? Let's see what ChatGPT has to say about this. Short answer, yes, largely, though it's changing slowly. Longer, more honest answer. Historically and still today, most positions of power are male dominated, especially at top levels. Politics, business and finance, technology, science, leadership, religion, military, That said, it's not because men are inherently better leaders. Long histories of women being excluded from education, property ownership and voting, cultural norms and gender roles. Is that what I said?
Yeah.
That's just the history of it. And to change that isn't going to happen overnight.
Yeah.
It won't. Yeah. Because it's just how things are run. Yeah, in short, I just think that's just how the cookie crumbles. But it's changing, 100%.
Yeah, I want it to change. Because women are smart, man. But and also, they're very mature. And they're intelligent. And they're so capable.
Yeah, and also, I've said this many times, and I mean it, behind every strong man is a strong woman.
Definitely, bro.
Like, with men...
That's my backbone.
Yeah, without women, we are finished.
Yeah.
We are finished.
Like, bro, listen, even in a marriage, I always say, like, for example, even though it is my responsibility to provide financially and also to provide security, yeah, like, obviously, I've always seen myself, like, as the last line of defense in terms of defending my home. Do you get what I'm saying to you? Do you want to get off your phone? Because maybe I'm just trying to open... All right, cool, bro. So,
no,
do your thing. Do your thing, bro. I mean, it's fine. It's cool. It's cool. It must be very important.
No, it is. It is. It's fucking important.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it must be very important. Not. Yeah.
Sorry. I'm so sorry, bro.
I think I was just a bit rude, though.
Can I be honest with you?
We're really cooking.
I'm sorry.
Well, like, we're really cooking.
I'm sorry.
All right, cool. I forgive you. But yeah, for example, so I feel like...
No, I'm joking. I'm joking!
Yeah, so I just feel like there's a lot of guys out there in relationships, whether that be boyfriend, girlfriend, or man and wife, yeah? Mm. Or husband and wife, sorry. Like, it's very easy for the position of power to get to a man's head. Like, for example, oh, I'm paying for everything, or like, everything in this house costs money, and it's coming out of my account. I'm the leader of this house. Whatever I say goes. You get what I'm saying to you? So it's very easy to fall into that line of arrogance, right? But then, alhamdulillah, like, I was able to think and actually deep, like, my wife is the backbone of my house, bro. Mm. Like, yeah, fair enough, it's a house, but she made it at home. Mm. You know what I'm saying to you? I bring ingredients, she makes food. Like, she is literally the spine of the whole house. If she's not there to do her job, I'm not happy in the house, bro. I just live in a box. Mm. You get what I'm saying to you? So, yeah, so I always believe, like, that union between a man and a woman is very important, and that unification of things is what success is to me. You know what I'm saying to you? So it's like, I can only do so much. She can only do so much. Hey, how you doing? I'm good. Let's do something together.
No, 100%. You know what
I mean? 100%. So yeah, I feel like we need each other.
No, we do. And it's like, this is why I say, like, a man living on his own, he can have all the money. He can have everything, yeah? It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't mean shit.
Like, what you actually need, and that's why, like, people, like, you see, like, our mothers, yeah? Oh,
bro. Oh my, please don't make me cry, man.
Bro, you see, you know your mum is the fun. Like, I know why you're funny.
My mum came to Qatar, guys. Everyone got to
meet my mum. I know why you're funny. I saw it live. Oh,
my mum's hilarious.
She's hilarious, bro.
My mum's funny.
But yeah, no. Like, my point is, it's like, even down to our mothers. Like, our mothers are an integral part of why we are the way we are, why we see things differently. Because I feel like a mother's understanding of their son, of their child, is second to none.
Yeah.
And also, it's passed down from generations as well. Like, there's certain things, fundamentals, that your mum will do for you that you then automatically look for in a partner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's the way she runs the house, it's the way she carries herself, it's the way she teaches you. The respect that you have for your mother is what you're supposed to have in your partner. Right. And I feel like once you don't find those things in a woman, it's difficult for you to build this union that you speak of.
Yeah.
I've had the luxury of meeting your wife, and also seeing how she is with your mum. They were like this together.
My wife and mom are best friends.
They're just like, she was literally like, oh, all right, well, I need to make sure that this is done and everything else is done. And it's like, that is what, that's what will make you come back home and go, whatever you need, I will do for you.
Yeah.
And it also, and it changes. I think when you're in something that's healthy,
mm-hmm.
and there's no animosity, and obviously things happen, you are also submissive to your wife as well.
Facts. 100%.
And I think you have to be submissive to your partner. There's a hierarchy that we have of this thing where a man is supposed to lead, and fine, fair play, but there has to be an element of submissiveness for both parties.
Yeah,
I need to be able to scratch your back the way you scratch mine.
Yeah,
do you know what I'm trying to say?
Definitely.
And yeah, I think, you know, once you have that, you're good as gold, man.
Yeah,
there isn't no ego.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's dashed out.
I feel like once you let, like, ego and stuff like that, like, really interfere with, you know, how your house is run, it's the devil, man. It's the shaitan, man.
But then it's also, people are gassed by other things. Like, you might watch a movie and a man's like, man, my woman could never do anything like that. And then,
I don't do that. And then it's like,
bro, no.
Yeah.
No. I remember my dad used to always say to me, he said, do you know how I keep this home happy?
Yeah.
I make sure your mom, whatever she says, it goes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's like, bro, man's not trying to argue with you.
Yeah.
You're doing so much. Yeah. The bare minimum I can do
is
just make sure you're happy.
Yeah.
And as time goes on, if there is anything that I'm unhappy about, I could bring it to you.
Yeah, I could try
and
to.
And it's healthy.
Yeah.
It's not a thing where it's like, I'm holding on to something, my mood's off, and then I'm just like, nah, bring it to the table straight away. At least I know I've said it. It's off my chest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Khalas, let's move.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And they are very understanding creatures.
Of course.
Maybe don't call them creatures.
Maybe not.
Yeah, maybe don't call them creatures.
Maybe they are humans.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, they are very,
people.
Very. I love women, man. So now we gotta end it with a freestyle.
Freestyle.
I'm gonna do it in three styles.
Freestyle.
I need my sushi three styles.
Freestyles.
Three wows.
Three wows.
Three cows.
Ow.
I
came here today with two phones. That means I bring two.
Yeah.
I went to the restaurant. I ordered some premium Wagyu.
Ooh.
Outside, it's a black coupe.
Ooh. I came to the restaurant and I brought the wag too.
That's facts too.
That's my wife.
E. Right now, you're wearing a great jumper.
Yeah.
Back in the day, you had a great car with a great bumper.
Ooh. There's not much that rhymes with bumper.
You violated one of my dogs and my tumpia.
Yeah. Cook, nigga, cook.
In your face.
Yeah.
It's a big disgrace.
Yeah.
9 milli on my waist.
Yeah.
I shoot up this place.
Yeah.
It gon' be a disgrace.
Yeah.
You gon' need a pastor like Mace.
If I take out this AK-47.
What's that, nigga?
You gon' see AK-40 heaven.
Oh! Damn, nigga. Damn, son.
Oh, no.
But I'm done right now.
Yeah, I'm done.
Got my gun right now.
Okay, now.
Two, that's one right now.
All right.
I got funds right now.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up my mums right now.
Okay. Yo, guys, make sure to like, comment, and subscribe to Odd and Bold Podcast. I've been Darkest. That has been Harry Pinero for the Weirdo Oscar. Oh, those are nice shoes, by the way.
Right now, I'm wearing CDs, no disc player.
Yeah.
I've never been on a site, but I was a bricklayer.
Yeah. You said that you got on the CDs. That's some B30s. Mm. They look kind of clean. They ain't some B30s. I talk to your girl, I might be flirty.
Oh.
You might see me talking to your girl, but please don't hurt me.
5 years ago, I would have been 30.
Oof.
That means I'm 3'5".
Yeah.
That's not Cali.
Yeah.
My Spanish girl, when she sees me, says, ay, papi.
Yeah.
I'm done. See you guys next time. I hope you guys love listening and watching as well. Do you know what? I loved your apps.
No, well, I loved your apps. Genuinely love, because, bro, look, there's just, I can just do what I want. Genuinely, man.
All right, love, man. See you next week.
Take care, guys. Love you.